Six novels have been shortlisted for the 2023 Dublin Literary Award sponsored by Dublin City Council. The shortlisted authors are American, Mexican, German, Croatian and Canadian Vietnamese. And four of the novels are in translation. Worth €100,000, the Dublin Literary Award is the largest award for a single novel published in English. For more, let's talk to our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley, who's been reading the shortlist. Sinead, there is, as the introduction would suggest, a strong international flavour to this shortlist.
There certainly is. Yes, there had been three Irish novelists on the long list, but they didn't make it through to the shortlist this year. No British novelist either. So there are two Americans, but other than that, then American, Mexican, German, Croatian and Canadian Vietnamese. So you're certainly going to be taking a trip around the world if you read the Dublin International shortlist. And also four of the six novels are in translation. And I suppose what's one of the things that's interesting about this prize is that the translator receives a quarter of the money if it is a translated novel that wins. So four out of the six in translation this year.
Yeah, because a translator really can make a huge difference to a book. Tell us about the six nominated books.
Well, not hugely well-known names for the most part, I would imagine, particularly in terms of the novels in translation. But again, that's bringing them, I suppose, to a wider audience. The two Americans people may well have heard of, Anthony Doerr, who's would have been known for his book, All the Light You Cannot See. But the one on this list is Cloud Cuckoo Land. And then there's also a novel called The Trees by Percival Everett. So they would be, I suppose, the better known ones. But other than that, then you are going to a novel from Mexico by Fernanda Melchor, which is, you know, just shows the violence and some of the issues that exist in gated communities and in various communities in Mexico. You're also looking at Croatia, at a story which is called Love Novel, but is more about the war that can happen, as they say in the blurb themselves, between the kitchen and the bedroom. You're also looking at novels set in Germany, for example, Marzahn Mona Moore, which is a really unusual but actually gorgeous novel about a woman who retrains as a chiropodist and tells the story of all the people who come, you know, who she deals with in the course of the day.
You don't get many novels about chiropodists.
It's definitely the first one I read, and I wasn't sure how I would feel about it. But interestingly, it turned out to be one of my favourites because it's just so unusual. And what she does is she looks at each patient that comes in, and like in a very vulnerable position, if somebody is literally kneeling at your feet, and tells their story and the story of the community, you know, as she treats them as a physician, so to speak.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it was one I wasn't expecting to like, and is probably in my top two in terms of the list. My top one would be The Trees by Percival Everett, which is a book that some people might have encountered on the Booker shortlist or the Booker long list previously. And it's a satire on race set in Mississippi. It's really intense satire. I mean, it goes into horror really at one stage in terms of race relations and so on in Mississippi. It's based in the town where the actual last lynching took place in the 1950s. And so it's strong stuff, but it's fantastically written. And that, I think, would be my favourite out of the six.
There are now quite a number of literary awards. I mean, another prize, the Rathbones Folio Prize, is in the news this morning because the winner was announced. Where does the Dublin Literary Award fit into all of this?
It fits in. I mean, the best known one would be the Booker Prize, obviously. And then you have a Booker International Prize, which is for novels in translation. So I suppose the Dublin Award is covering both of those bases because it features both novels published in English and published in translation. The fact that the nominations come from libraries around the world make it interesting. It does mean some of the novels are a little bit older. You know, you might see a novel on the shortlist for the Dublin Literary Award that you saw on the Booker Prize, for example, the previous year. That's because they have come up through the library system and voted on by readers. So yeah, it is particularly this year, certainly novelists that people mightn't be hugely familiar with, but the emphasis, I suppose, on bringing them to a wider audience, particularly the emphasis on novels in translation. And the fact that they're all freely available in the libraries, I think, is really important. Actually, the novel Cloud Cuckoo Land is dedicated to librarians and it is about reading. So it struck me while I read it that might be an interesting one to read as well. But really, it's about getting them out there to readers. You can get all of these novels in your local library. The prize is sponsored by Dublin City Council. So the books are all in Dublin City Libraries, but because of the interlibrary system, you can actually get them anywhere, and they're on the Borrowbox app as well. So it seems to be really a prize that's putting itself forward to get these novels out to readers and get them talking about the books.
Because the prize is a large one. I mean, it's quite possible that for some of the people on this shortlist, the prize, if they were to win this award, the prize might be larger than the money they actually earned for writing the book.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a life-changing amount in a situation where lots of novelists are getting maybe 10, 20,000, you know, pounds, if they're lucky, in terms of an advance to win something like 100,000 or indeed 75,000 euro is a life-changing sum. So it is hugely significant, and particularly for these literary novels, the novels in translation that mightn't come to a huge audience. Like in the past, we have had big winners as well. You had, you know, Anna Burns winning for Milkman, who'd already won the Booker, so that already had a huge audience. But for a smaller author to win this, it is financially absolutely life-changing.
Sinead, thanks a million for that. Our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley there.